Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Political activity intensifies ahead of April 9 by-election in 28 Koridang Assembly constituency. Chief Minister Nipuryo to present state budget for 2026-2027 on March 26. Naglan GIS and Remote Sensing Center signs MOU with Droneverse Aviation to boost AI-enabled drone ecosystem in Nagaland. And skill training program launched under PMKVY 4.0 for police personnel and families. Now the news in detail. Political activity is intensifying ahead of the April 9 by-election to the 28 Koridang Assembly constituency, with key developments emerging across party lines. Imcha Toba Imchen, an intending candidate from Mangmetong Village, has stepped down as president of the NPF Central Youth Wing. Following his resignation, Sepoi Vezu, the senior most among the working presidents, has been appointed acting president with immediate effect, according to party sources. The development comes amid growing speculation of the candidates for the by-election, with political parties yet to formally announce their nominees. We have more reports from our Mokokchun correspondent.
As per the seat-sharing arrangement within the ruling alliance, the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will be fielding its candidate for the by-poll. Meanwhile, BJP has initiated internal consultations ahead of the polls. Party spokesperson and in charge of Nagaland and Meghalaya, Anil K. Anthony, said discussions are underway with state leaders and allies, including the Naga People's Front. Mr. Anthony said that the final decision on the party's candidate will be taken by the BJP Central Election Committee. It may be noted that 11 BJP legislatures had submitted recommendations for Taujir L. Imchen, son of late Imkong L. Imchen. This is Moasashi from Mokokchung for Akashvani News, Kohima.
28th Koridang Assembly constituency consists of Kensa, Mekuli, Chungtia, Aliba, Kinungur, Mangmetong, Satsu and Longkum villages, besides Alichen at Hawk Town, Yimyu Wat, Longjong Kong, Sabangya Compound, Long Tsuptep, Kongrukong. The seat fell vacant following the demise of BJP legislator Imkong L. Imchen on November last year. The second phase of the 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will resume on March 26, where Chief Minister Nipuryo set to present the budget for the financial year 2026-2027. During the two-day sitting, the House is scheduled to take up discussions on matters of urgent public importance. It will also deliberate on the presentation of CAG reports along with the supplementary demand for grants for the year 2025-26, among other key issues. The general discussion on the state budget will be taken up on March 27. The Naglan GIS and Remote Sensing Center has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Droneverse Aviation Private Limited to promote knowledge exchange, expert engagement and joint research and development initiatives. The agreement was signed yesterday at the Naglan Civil Secretariat in Kohima in the presence of Development Commissioner of the Planning and Transformation Department, Temsunaro Ayer, along with other officials. CEO of Droneverse Aviation Private Limited, Bawan Khatri, described the partnership as a significant milestone in strengthening and advancing the drone ecosystem in Nagaland. He said the collaboration reflects a shared commitment towards capacity building, innovation, and the promotion of emerging technologies in the state. We have a report.
Under the MOU, both Nagaland GIS and Remote Sensing Center and Droneverse Aviation Private Limited will jointly implement DGCA compliant as well as non-DGCA drone training programs. These programs will be conducted by certified instructors from both organizations to ensure high quality training aligned with national standards and industry requirements. The collaboration will also focus on joint research initiatives and the development of advanced and AI-enabled drone applications. Droneverse Aviation Private Limited will act as the key industry partner, providing technical expertise, industry linkages, and placement support for trained candidates. The partnership is expected to boost employment opportunities and encourage entrepreneurship among the youth of Nagaland. Onnalu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
A short-term skill training program under Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana PMKVY 4.0 aimed at enhancing vocational skills among police personnel and their families was launched today at Police Baptist Church, 4th and AP Battalion Multipurpose Hall, Tizama. The program covers multiple units including 1st NAP Chumukidima, DEF Kohima, 4th NAP Tizama, 5th NAP Peg, and DEF Mokukchan. During the launch program, Director General of Police Naglan Rupin Sharma emphasized the importance of skill development in modern policing and career growth. As part of the initiative, a two-month training program on mushroom cultivation will be conducted for 117 trainees, primarily aimed at supporting the families of police personnel. Additionally, 33 police personnel will undergo specialized drone training. The broader initiative will include training across multiple trades to be conducted at 5 different locations for both police personnel and their families. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Governor of Nagaland, Nand Kishore Yadav, called on former Chief Minister of Nagaland and former Governor of Goa, Maharashtra, Gujarat and Odisha, Dr. S.C. Jameer at Chumukidima today. During the meeting, the two leaders had a cordial interaction and exchanged views on various matters of mutual interest. A state-level media certification and monitoring committee, MCMC, has been constituted in view of the upcoming by-election to the 28th Koridang Assembly constituency under Mokukchan district. The committee has been formed in accordance with guidelines issued by the Election Commission of India to ensure proper monitoring and regulation of election-related media content. Chief Electoral Officer Bhagyashri Banayat will chair the committee. The panel also includes an observer appointed by the Election Commission of India, along with representatives including Director DIPR Zavinio Theunio, Media and Communication Officer PIB Andrew Lalchand Dama, Director Information Technology and Communication Sabu Yasher. Deputy Chief Electoral Officer Alila Chang will serve as the Member Secretary. The committee will primarily handle appeals related to decisions taken by district-level media certification bodies concerning political advertisements. It will also examine cases of paid news, including those taken up through MOTU and direct returning officers to issue notices to candidates wherever necessary. A 7-member media delegation from Nagaland, currently on a press tour to Bihar, continued its engagements on the second day today with visits to key institutions and major development projects in Patna. The delegation also met and interacted with Bihar's Agriculture Minister Ram Kripal Yadav. The minister highlighted the success of the Makhana sector and said the crop has received a geographical indication tag and gained international popularity through focused branding and marketing efforts. We have more reports from our correspondent, who is also part of the tour.
On the second day of the press tour to Bihar, the visiting media delegation visited key institutions and development projects in Patna. At the first stop in Krishi Bhavan, the team gained insights into the cultivation of makhana, commonly known as foxnut. The delegation also interacted with Agriculture Minister of Bihar, Ram Kripal Yadav. The team also toured the under-construction 25-kilometer-long Danapur-Bita elevated road, one of Asia's longest elevated road projects. Later, the delegation visited the Central Bureau of Communication and the Press Information Bureau offices in Patna. Reporting from Patna, Bihar, this is Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The visit is part of an ongoing effort to enhance media exposure and exchange best practices between the states. A delegation of ex-MLAs of Nagaland called on Arunachal Pradesh Assembly Speaker Tesam Pongte at his office yesterday. Led by former Nagaland Assembly Speaker Neba Andang, the delegation included ex-minister V. Kashiho Santam and former MLAs R. Tohanba Ajeto and Isha Konyak, who are on a study tour of Arunachal Pradesh. The visit aimed at exchanging experiences on legislative practices, strengthening interstate cooperation and gaining insights into Arunachal Pradesh's assembly's functioning, an official report said. Mr. Pongte extended a warm welcome and interacted with them on various aspects of legislative functioning and governance. The discussions covered matters of mutual interest concerning the 8 northeastern states, including welfare issues of people from the region. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Political activity intensifies ahead of April 9 by-election in 28th Koridang Assembly constituency. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo to present state budget for 2026-2027 on March 26. Naglan GIS and Remote Sensing Center signs MOU with Droneverse Aviation to boost AI-enabled drone ecosystem in Nagaland. And skill training program launched under PMKVY 4.0 for police personnel and families. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.